not easy being faithful. Especially in our world today. But it wasn't easy for the early Christians, for the early prophets, for those who were walking with Christ. It wasn't easy to be faithful to God for any of them. But it is our baptismal call to be a priest, a prophet, and a king. To be a priest, to offer sacrifices for others. To be a prophet, to speak the truth, even when the world doesn't want to hear the truth. And to be a king, to live lives of self-sacrifice, to live lives of service for other people. Prophet Jeremiah didn't have an easy life. He was called at a very early age, only about 13 years old. So can you imagine a 13-year-old going to the chief priest, going to the king, and telling them what God is saying, not what they want to hear? When Jeremiah was first called, it wasn't quite so bad because King Josiah was leading the Israelite nation and they had been in exile. And he was bringing them back. He was rebuilding the temple. He was rebuilding that identity of who they were as sons and daughters of God, the chosen ones. But after a while, King Josiah died. And then other kings came and they took his place. And they're leading the people, not as the chosen ones. They weren't leading them in their identity as who they were as sons and daughters of God. They were leading them in their own way. They're leading them away from God. They wanted to follow their own passions, thinking their way was better. And so now Jeremiah is witnessing the destruction of Israel. And that is what is happening when we had our reading today. They are under siege. The Babylonians are at the gates. They can't get in, they can't get out. No food coming in, no nothing. And so the king goes to Jeremiah, "What should we do?" Jeremiah says, "Be faithful to God. Surrender. Surrender militarily, but be faithful to God. Have your priorities right." What would happen if we went to the Washington, D.C. and told our military leaders today, "Be faithful to God. Surrender to ISIS. Surrender to a communist nation. But be faithful to God." We wouldn't be very popular. Jeremiah was not very popular, so they take him and they toss him into the cistern, and he stinks up to his knees. You've ever been out in a field, in the cow yard, after a heavy rain, and try and walk through it? Pretty soon your boots are left behind. This is what Jeremiah is stuck in. But despite that, he's calling the people to be faithful to God. It wasn't easy for Jeremiah. It wasn't easy for the early Christians. We hear in our reading today from Paul to the Hebrews. And he speaks of it in terms of a race. And that's our life. Our life isn't over in individual moments. Our life is a race. And we're called to run it to the end. The Olympics are on TV right now, right? And so you watch track and field, swimming, whatever. The victor is the one who runs to the end. Who perseveres to the end. And then there are those in the crowds, willing them to victory. In the spiritual life, we have the same. These clouds of witness that St. Paul speaks of today. The saints and the martyrs who have won the race. And they are there in the stands praying for us, encouraging us, willing us to win, willing us to victory. But in the spiritual race, just like in a physical race, there is things that can encumber us, that can get in our way. In the spiritual life, it's sin. Sin is like that muck that Jeremiah was let down into. And that muck can keep us from finishing the race. That muck can prevent us from finishing at all. It's not easy to be a Christian in the world today. It wasn't easy for those who walked with Christ. Especially when he spoke challenging words. These words in the gospel today, they are some of the most challenging words of all of the gospel. Christ came as a family. He held up in esteem a family. His holy family, Mary and Joseph. He is the Prince of Peace. And now he comes and he tells us, "I have not come to bring peace, but I tell you division. A household of five, two against three, three against two, a father against a son, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law at oppositions." It's not an easy situation. But to teach this truth was not easy for Christ, but it was necessary. And it's necessary for us to hear it. For Christ, it led to the crucifixion. And if we are going to follow Him, we cannot be surprised if it leads to suffering and persecution on our end as well. These choices that the early Christians had to make, these choices that the Israelites had to make at the time of Jeremiah, the choices that we have to make, they make demands upon us. But like one training for a run, for a race, and then finishing, but then continuing to train because there's another race beginning again. This is what it is to be a Christian in the world today. And if we follow our moral and religious convictions, it is not easy. When we speak on the right to life, that this is not just another of a myriad of issues when we decide who we are going to vote for. It is something that we've got to choose, and it is something that we will answer for at one point. It is the central issue, not one of many. When we teach that marriage is between one man and one woman, it's not easy. When we teach the truth about contraception, it is not easy. When we teach the truth that to miss Mass on our own will, on a Sunday or holy day of obligation, is a serious sin, is not easy. When we teach that living together outside of marriage is a sin, it is not easy. That euthanasia is a sin, despite the movies that Hollywood might want to put out. When we teach and challenge our families on these and so many more, it is not easy. And so when there is division and accord, discord, we realize that. When we teach that gossip is a form of spiritual murder, it is not easy. When we teach to use another as an object and not as a person, simply for my profit, it is not easy. When we teach that is a just war theory, it's not easy. When we teach that there are times and there are reasons when we come to Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on a Sunday, we might do an examination of conscience and decide I need to get to confession before I can present myself for Holy Communion. Because Holy Communion is not simply a symbol. It is the body and the blood, the soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. When we teach these things and so much more, we don't use them as a club. We teach them with love, and we teach them to open the doors, to recognize that we are sinners, but to recognize that this is the healing place. This is the hospital where we are called to come to, teaching these things with love, but teaching them. We're called to be so much more than good people. We're called to be saints. Yes, we want to be good people, but to be a priest, a prophet, and a king in our world is more important. And to be a priest and a prophet and a king in a world that doesn't want to hear it is the sign of division. And to follow Christ is not to follow the way of the world. It is not the easy path. It is the path of the saints and the martyrs. It's the narrow path. And that is the path that leads us through this world into the eternal embrace of a loving, merciful Father.